There you go. Cheers indeed. That's the theme from Cheers. And apparently if you want to head and be better in your well-being, you might want to head to your local, which might include a club, by the way. But I'd like to know where your local is. So if you want to go out and catch up with a friend, is your local at a pub these days or is it somewhere else? It could be that you catch up at a club, or maybe you go to a coffee lounge, or maybe you go somewhere completely different. I don't know, you might meet up at your church on a regular basis. But there's some evidence out, we'll be having a chat with Peter in a moment in regards to the benefit of actually socialising. And if you are going for a beer, perhaps after work, there are some, well, mental aspects to that which could be positive to your health. Obviously, if you did it too often, it might be detrimental. Dr. Peter Johansson is a personality psychologist at the psychology sciences, I should say, at the Western Sydney University, and joins us right now. Johansson, I think I butchered your name there. Pete, good morning to you.
Yeah, you're not the first one to butcher it. Don't worry.
Sorry about that. Now, you've got a new study out that says psychological and social benefits from having a regular visit to the local. Tell us more.
Yeah, so what we did is we collected data, for instance, from an online sample of 1,200 people, and we asked about whether they had a local or not, and we measured a variety of psychological variables and social variables. And so in this study, for example, we found that people who had a local report more like satisfaction, more connection to their community, more interpersonal trust, and were even more extroverted. In a follow-up study, we actually had research assistants go into pubs in local areas like in Perth and in Melbourne and other places and observe people from a distance interact, and we found, for example, that men who go to locals tend to engage, who are at their locals, excuse me, are engaging in more intimate conversations than people who are, than women at their locals or men at non-locals.
Right. Now, this work, was it commissioned by a brewery, or was it just simply one thing that you went out and decided to have a look at?
Sure. I was hired as a consultant, as a, you know, an objective third party through Lion Beer. And they were interested in the issue of locals and the importance of locals in people's lives. So while it was, let's call it paid for, I was brought in as an objective third party.
So is it beer that bonds people, or is it just the fact that they're together?
Right. Yeah. It's hard to say that whether it was beer or anything like that. We know, for instance, that beer is more commonly drank at locals, but the focus of the study is not on the alcohol itself, it's on the importance of locals, and oh, by the way, people at locals tend to drink beer predominantly. They are places that serve rural communities particularly well, and they're particularly important for men.
Right. So when women get together, would they be seen having a drink at the local pub, or would they be more likely to go for coffee?
Yeah, so we don't have any information about things like coffee shops or the like. And in the lead up to this, when you mentioned coffee shops, I thought, yeah, sure, that's a possible local if people aren't interested in alcohol. But, so women do go to locals, but one of the interesting things we found is that, women who go to their locals, if their locals are in the city, are more likely to be in larger groups. And so they have like a girls' night out kind of thing when they go to their local, where men seem to be going to pubs for, let's call it, more intimate social interaction, which they don't really get in other contexts. So women have a relatively steady supply of intimate interactions. I don't mean intimate in a sexual sense, of course. I mean deep emotional kind of conversations. I feel bad today.
Right.
And so men, women don't necessarily need the locals for those purposes because they have their mom and they have their girlfriends and they have a wider social network and they're better social connected than men are.
So
going to the pub for men is a place to essentially release that pressure of life and be like, and take a big sigh, you know, have someone put their arm around you.
I never know whether I feel happy or sad when I go to a hotel, particularly to a front bar, and there's a plaque there in memory of Boris, who sat in this chair for 30 years and is a very much loved member of this community and is sadly missed. Whether I should feel, you know, happy that the people thought so fondly of that person, or the fact that I feel a little bit sad that their life was revolving around a bar.
Well, look, people really need social connection. I mean, when babies are growing up, if they don't get enough attention or touch or love from their parents, they have neurological deficiencies as they're growing up. As adults, if you're not sufficiently touched, it leads to things like depression, other dark things like suicide, and a variety of other bad things. So at the very least, he found an avenue to keep himself, let's call it sane, to keep himself happy, whether or not it's something you should think of as sad or not. He found a solution.
Well, it's interesting findings, albeit that it was sponsored by a brewery, but we'll take it for face value as your professionalism with the University of Western Sydney, and we appreciate your time. Is it because you go there because you feel like you're part of the community and you catch up with your mates and that's part of it? It'll be interesting to hear from people that allow their partner to go down to the pub on a regular basis how they feel about it. Is the person far more affable when they return home than if they don't? And if you are so tied to that as a community engagement, what happens when the pub closes down? I mean, do you go through a stage of depression because no longer is the place that you used to congregate is not there anymore?